We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. I play the silver ball
from Soho down to Brighton. So school board elections are 1 week from today. How many times have you heard me use DEI in reference to programs going on in your local districts that you probably don't even know about? They're wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars in salaries for people to come up with new ways to institute diversity, equity, and inclusion on your students, sometimes to their detriment. Let's put it that way. Right now, we're joined by Linda McMahon, former small business administrator in the Trump administration. And Linda, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm fine, Mark. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you for being here, for sure. I know you had an op-ed yesterday. I was reading through it, talking about these DEI mandates, not in schools, but being mandated now potentially by the federal government on businesses and apprenticeships, is that right?
Well, that's right. You know, we had a two-page law, if you will, for apprenticeship programs. And in December, the Biden administration dropped about 800 pages of rules and regulations to implement this. It's just crazy. And one of the things they had in there was about DEI. But, and you know, some of the things are, you know, they're laudable for DEI. We ought to make sure that we are, you know, that we do have diversity. But to make mandates on apprenticeship programs, it just, you know, it just destroys the opportunity that many businesses would have to train new people under their apprenticeship programs. I mean, the object of an apprenticeship program ought to be to train and give people skills for the jobs that businesses need. Then the people who are training can have they can have those skills. They can have a good income. Businesses can have what they need. But these rules and regulations are just preposterous that they've put in.
Linda, this is Kim. What kind of consequences are you seeing come out of this with more of these companies implementing these DEI policies?
Well, what you'll see really is it just makes it impossible for companies, especially small businesses, to implement these rules. And so therefore, they don't put their apprentice programs in place. They don't create these new jobs, and they just miss these opportunities. You know, we've created now under the Biden administration new rules and regulations that for small businesses have just put in $470 billion of new costs and 291 million hours of paperwork to businesses over the past 3 years under the new Biden economics plan. And so, you know, these are just examples of overregulation of government and how they just continue to snuff out opportunities that small businesses would have to, you know, to grow and to put in their apprenticeship programs. And it just defeats the whole purpose.
Yeah. Linda, you know, I know during your tenure and during the former Trump administration, he bragged a lot about efforts to cut regulations. And I'm sure part of that was probably what you were doing in the Small Business Administration, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, the rule that President Trump put in place was that for every new regulation you put in, you had to get rid of two. Well, it wound up that we really got rid of about 8 to 10 regulations for every new one that was put in, which just, you know, greatly reduced the amount of regulations on small businesses. That's why they were able to grow. That's why the economy was thriving. And it's just so important to let businesses do business without the the yoke of unnecessary regulations. And I think that was his whole goal. And, you know, and we had such a strong apprenticeship program under the Trump administration. We partnered with industry and states, and we wanted to promote real solutions to workforce shortages, which we still have today. You know, we today have about 2.7 million more jobs than we have people to fill those jobs. And part of the process that we need to put in place is to have the right kind of apprenticeship programs.
Yeah.
In 2018, for instance, when I was at SBA, I joined the Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Labor, in the apprenticeship program, which we put in place with private industry, with state programs, and we wanted to make sure that we encouraged all of these businesses with apprenticeship programs.
Yeah, and did it fairly. Linda, just looking at what they're doing to President Trump up in New York, any comments on that? Because I've heard that it's causing businesses in New York to reconsider and consider leaving the state because they don't want to face potentially the same trumped-up charges President Trump's facing up there.
Well, that's absolutely true. You've had, you know, when you have businesses that can just, you know, pick up their computer and leave the state and go to more friendly business environments rather than face this incredible regulatory and unfair program that's going on in New York. I mean, when you look at what this attorney general and this judge has done to President Trump, I think yesterday he did get a good break in that the bond amount was reduced back. Quite frankly, I think the bond amount should have been zero.
Yeah.
Because there were no victims. He clearly did business well, and the people he was doing business with wanted to do more business with him. So this was really, it's a trumped up charge. And it does, any time businesses are in an environment of uncertainty, they're not going to make their investments. That's with big business. It's with small businesses. The greatest thing that can be an impediment to business growth and economic growth is uncertainty of regulations, uncertainty of taxes. And so you have to bring all that to bear.
Well, Linda McMahon, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, great.
Look forward to it again.
Yep, we'll do it again. Appreciate that. Former small business administrator in the Trump administration. Boy, she's right. Yeah, I mean, you limit yourself all over the place. When you start putting in quotas through DEI. Coming up, we'll talk to former Senator John Lamping. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.